The Susan G. Komen for the Cure and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation have joined with New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in a consumer protection effort. The Attorney General says he has developed a 5 best practices for cause marketing to protect consumers and charities from marketing scams based on charitable efforts or groups.
There's a lot of cause marketing that's going on in New York, and we came up with this idea in the context of breast cancer, but we think it can be applied to cause marketing all across the board. There's a lot of efforts after a natural disaster to raise money, say this is going to flood victims or earthquake victims. We want to make sure that in every case, the specific charity that you're contributing to is identified, the portion of your purchase price that's going to that charity is identified, and when the promotion ends, because a lot of times products are stocked or shipped around or sold long after the promotion ends. We don't want people being tricked into thinking the money is still going for a promotion that's over. The charities in this area have responded and are requiring that people producing products provide this information so you can have assurance that you are supporting the cause that you seek to support and not just giving money to people who are pretending to help and really aren't.
Attorney General Schneiderman says he's not trying to stop cause marketing, and his best practices are meant to assure that such campaigns actually benefit charities.
Some people say, well, why don't you just give to the charity? And that's a good thing to do. But cause marketing also calls public attention to the issue. Having all these products in pink and pink ribbons around also just reminds people of the issue of breast cancer and causes them to focus on it. So we don't want to prevent cause marketing. We want to encourage it. We just want to make sure that there are basic rules that are being followed by all the charitable organizations in the state that provide the information consumers need to have.
Cause marketing often relies on emotional reactions, and New York's Attorney General cautions that's a time when consumers must be smart and wary of claims.
It's easy for consumers, if they buy a product and it's giving money to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, easy to find out that this is a major charity, legitimate charity. If a company is marketing by just saying, as many of these labels say, help us fight breast cancer, your purchase contributes to our donation, with no specificity, that's something consumers should stay away from. So we're distributing these basic best practices to the charities, and this is something that going forward in New York State, we think that we can get all of the legitimate charities to sign up with. Cause marketing is very important. As I say, it's not just a way to raise money. It's a way to raise public awareness. We want to encourage it. We want to encourage it to be done in an honorable way, in a way that benefits the charities that are really doing the work that people care about.
The Attorney General drafted the 5 best practices for cause marketing following a year-long review of Pink Ribbon and other campaigns that found consumers often do not understand the marketing claims. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.